And welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Russell Bolalawa. Today is Tuesday, April 4th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Living in the Spirit. Our text taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Pastor Chris says, as Christians, we don't go in and out of the Spirit, we live in the Spirit. Our theme verse makes it clear. It says, because we live in the Spirit, we should walk in the Spirit. There are two common expressions that you find in the Bible about being in the Spirit. One is to be in a vision or trance, where your physical senses are more or less suspended. However, that's a temporal experience. The other and more important expression of being in the Spirit is being born into the Spirit, where you become aware and alive to the Spirit realm through the Word and the Holy Ghost. You live in that consciousness even though you're in this world and your physical senses are conscious of your natural environment. In the latter, you're living with the mindset of the heavenly being that you are. You see the same things with other people, but you have a different interpretation and a different understanding. Your spirit rules. You see things the kingdom way. The Word of God dictates your actions and responses to life and everything around you. You dominate your environment with the atmosphere of the Spirit. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for being my peculiar atmosphere and advantage in life. You've made my life so different and beautiful. I rule and dominate my world with the atmosphere of joy, peace, success, and victory in Jesus' name. Amen. For further study, please read Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and Romans chapter 8 verse 9. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, the Word of God dictates your actions and responses to life and everything around you. You dominate your environment with the atmosphere of the Spirit. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.